Chapter 4, A True Treasure. The story of Kiko and his friends had spread through the village. Kiko and his friends were like celebrities almost overnight. Kiko's father read an article in the paper that a team of scientists had located Pegleg's ship off the coast of the fishing village. He saw his son's name in the article and yelled to his wife, "Come here quick! Look! Our son is famous!" Kiko's parents were excited about the discovery made by their son and his friends. Kiko and his friends were invited back to the museum to talk with the team about the discovery of the ship. They were told that the ship would not be recovered from the ocean floor. Instead, it would become an underwater museum, so tourists could come and dive to the site and see the ship for themselves. "Thanks to you, tourists from around the world can visit the ship and learn about the history of Pegleg," a scientist on the team told Kiko and his friends. Then the friends were asked to donate the coins and other artifacts they had found. Their dreams of becoming rich were gone, but they weren't very disappointed. They were still proud of their discovery and knew it would help their community. Kiko and his friends did not have to wait long to see the results of their discovery. Tourists began coming to the sleepy fishing village to see the artifacts from Pegleg's ship in the museum. The most popular attraction by far was the ship itself. Divers from around the world came for an opportunity to see a sunken pirate ship. Some tourists found the village so beautiful that they decided to come back again and again.